Om Gam Shri Mahalakshmiye Swaha. Om Gam Shri Mahalakshmiye Swaha.
Dad, what you
Om
doing?
Om Gam Shri Mahalakshmiye Swaha.
Daddy.
Om Gam
what
Shri
you doing?
Hi, Skippy. Oh, I'm just listening to Shut Up, Please. I kind of burned my bridges with that mushy friend of Peter's last week.
Well, he is kind of a funny, weird kind of Indian guru, kind of New Agey, Eastern religion, kind of mystical mantra.
Yeah, I don't know. I know I'm sometimes gruff, but I... Skippy, you know me. I'm your dad.
Yeah, Dad.
And, well, I see things in black and white. There's no gray areas the way I see. I call them like I see them.
Yeah, that's right, Dad. That's what you do. And, you know, that's the most honest thing I've heard all year. So
shut up with that. We're already in a march and you're still... Wasn't funny the first time.
That's the most second honest...
Shut up. Please. Now, where does Peter get these guys? I mean, Pine Mountain Club. You'd think there'd be a bunch of mountain folk cutting, you know, gutting deer, hanging deer from branches, killing bobcats and shit.
I don't know, Dad, but you know, Mushi is kind of nice to me. He helped me build a swing set last summer.
Well, I put a roof over your head and I throw deer meat in front of you every night. Come on, what am I, chop liver?
No, you're not deer meat or chop liver, Dad. I mean, I'm just saying Mushy's a nice guy. And he's judge not lest you be judged, Dad. That's from your own minister, Pastor Rimquest.
I guess you're right. Maybe I should make up to this mushy fellow, even though I don't understand a lick of what he talks about with the zodiac and palm reading and Eastern mantras. And
it doesn't matter, Dad. The main thing is that you love everybody. That's what Pastor Rimquest says. And that comes from the Bible.
I guess so. Well, let's turn the volume up and see what they're talking about. See what they're yakking about.
They're probably talking about Peter's love life as usual. It's the most amusing thing I've heard all year.
Shut up with the all year crap.
Okay, but let's turn it up, Dad.
Yeah, okay. Here we go.
Om Gam Shri Mahalakshmiye Swaha. Om Gam Shri Mahalakshmiye Swaha. Om Gam Shri Mahalakshmiye Swaha.
So you like the mantra? It how it relaxes the brain and gets you ready for more zodiac intrusion.
Only because I love you, Mushi. I just really kind of would like to just get back to my own life and not think about the zodiac. If you don't mind.
Oh, but Peter, you can't stop thinking about the girls.
You got a point.
So let's go into Gemini. May 22 to June 21. Now, I know Mr. Guru. Like last week's Taurus, you had another girlfriend who was a Gemini.
Om Gam Shri Mahalakshmiye Swaha.
And she was a Mormon.
What does that have to do with anything?
Well, just like the Taurus gave you the silent treatment, Peter, I know you. You are my close friend. You tell me everything. Just like Taurus gave you the silent treatment, the Gemini gave you the Mormon treatment.
You smile like you get some kind of sadistic pleasure out of all of this, Mushi. Are you really my friend?
Oh, of course I am. We learn from our mistakes. So, let's go into
Now, wait a minute. Mushi, are you trying to say that Mormonism is the same as the silent treatment?
Oh, no, of course not. But what I'm saying, Mr. Guru, is you did sit in the men's group, and they all tried to get you to become a Mormon. and that you were separated and so forth, and you listened to, you sat in the pews when they broadcast a special, what's that guy's name?
I forget, it's so long ago.
Anyway, Peter, we know what sorrow you went through trying to understand the Mormon philosophy of life. It was so similar to your conservative Lutheranism that you just ate it up.
Well, it was very similar, Mushi. In all seriousness, there were so many similarities, and in some ways I thought the Mormons kind of took some of their Bible more seriously than the Lutherans I grew up with.
I know, and this is why you considered marriage. Peter, my heart bleeds for your pathetic, kinky soul.
Go ahead. Hit me with your best shot.
That sounds like a Joan Jett song.
Whatever.
Loaded with charm and style, just like your Sean, Mr. Guru. And good looks. This popular, entertaining couple seems made for each other. Oh, Peter, I know how you felt. You thought so much that this could work.
Will she just keep reading?
It makes me weep.
Just keep reading.
The Libra and Gemini rarely have a grand passion. They share enough affection and understanding to keep the party going for a lifetime. A lifetime, Mr. Guler.
Mushi, they all... it's a Ralph's Little Birth Sign Libraries book. Don't get all emotional, okay? That was years ago.
But okay. I love you. It's because I care. Peter, you're so lonely up on that mountain.
I'm fine. Just read. Now I'm talking like you. Go ahead.
In Gemini, Libra discovers a quicker, more energetic version of itself. And Gemini finds someone more socially graceful. That's you, Peter.
He didn't see what she had. All right, Mushi. This is going to have to be continued next week, okay? I can tell you're not in control of yourself like I am. I've moved on since then. It was a long time ago. She's remarried. She's happy. I'm happy that she's happy. And so on.
Yes, and you also tried to marry... I mean, you considered marrying a conservative Lutheran after that, and she remarried. You fix these women, Peter, and then they get ready for their husbands for life. You're such a good man, Peter.
Mushi, just shut up. You're not making any sense. I'm just coasting through life, and sometimes there's bumps in the road.
I know, but now you're looking at pictures of the M&M girl in her little white boots kissing you and stuff, and you're fantasizing about M&Ms and the girl with the big eyeballs and the green round body and a big M on her chest.
But don't talk about my sexual fantasies again, okay? Let's,
Peter, may I make one last observation before we close for tonight? Shut up, please.
Go ahead, Mushi.
Peter, Sean and the Mormon and Cheryl, the Lutheran and Christiana, the silent treatment girl, they... All these women have one thing in common, don't they?
What's that, Mushi?
They're all very good-looking women. I have a song I want to share with you that I wrote a long time ago when I was a Calypsonian. And it goes like this. I want you to sing the lyrics with me. Here. Here's the lyrics.
Okay.
Here we go. This might help you, because I care.
Okay, Mushi. Wait a minute, the orchestra's playing the wrong song. Wait. Orchestra, you're... No. Burn down the lung and yet... You're singing Burn Down the Lung. That's the anti-smoking song. Burn down the lung and yet... Burn down... No. You're burn down the big... Mushi, get the orchestra going here. No. There we go. Ugly woman. Okay. If you want to be happy, never make a pretty woman your wife. If you want to be happy and live a king's life, never make a woman your life. If you gotta do as I say, and then you would be jolly, merry, and gay. That's from a logical point of view. Always love a woman uglier than you. Oh yeah, Mushi. Maybe you're right. And mean and very often causes downfall. As soon as she marry there and then she'll start to do the things that would break his heart. Then you think that she's belonging to you. She's calling somebody else doo-doo-doo. Therefore, from a logical point of view, always love a woman uglier than you. Yeah, Mushi, maybe you got a point. King's life. Sing it, Mushi. Sing it. Make a woman your wife. You can be sure you'll be happy all your life. For she would never do things in a funny way to allow the neighbors to have anything to say. And she wouldn't disregard her husband at all by exhibiting herself to Peter and Paul. So from a logical point of view, always love a woman uglier than you. I've always picked the pretty ones, Mushi. You're right. Time, and always to make you happy in mind. And nights when you lay up and cozy in your bed, she will coax, caress you, and scratch your head. And like a bird call, give you names like Silverbeak, Toy, Chicken, even Sugary Minty. So from a logical point of view, always love a woman uglier than you. I can get into it. I can get into it. The Caribbean Calypso. Yeah. It's getting hard on me. Sing it, Mushi. Matters not, your friends might say that you have no taste, but love an ugly woman about this place. One who was cute looking, barbarous and rough, with a skin like alligator, humpy and tough, yumpy and her eye, and around her lips a confirmation bow tie. So from a logical point of view, always love a woman uglier than you. Oh, I've got a new philosophy. A new philosophy. Thank you, Mushi. You've said it like it is.
See, Dad, they're just trying to help each other. Mushi's trying to help Peter, and Peter's just trying to... Maybe they're both a waste of time.
I think so. Skippy.
Yeah, Dad?
Let's turn the radio off and go fishing. What do you say, buddy?
Okay. By the way, Dad, what's your zodiac sign?
Aries.
Oh, okay. That explains a lot.
Stupid Libras. Come on. Get your pole.
Zip it.
Shut up.
Shut up!